Let's start on a day that changed the world. That day was the 15th of July 1099, when the first Crusaders captured Jerusalem. It had been in Muslim hands for over 400 years, a Crusader army that had numbered, to begin with, up to 100,000, a huge size for the Middle Ages, had marched from Western Europe through Turkey and Syria to reach Jerusalem. Before then, there'd been very little contact between Western Europe and the Middle East. But after the fall of Jerusalem, the world changed. Suddenly, European eyes were opened to new global horizons, and there was also a rift created between Christianity and Islam that has lasted to some extent to this day. But the first question I want to ask is, why did the Crusades happen? And the answer is that their origins lie with an empire called Byzantium. So who were the Byzantines? Well, in fact, they were Romans. The name Byzantine has been made up by historians to describe the Eastern Roman Empire, which carried on after the fall of Rome. Even in the 11th century, the Byzantine Empire was pretty big. It stretched from southern Italy to Armenia. It included lots of modern-day countries like Turkey, Greece, and Bulgaria. Indeed, it was the strongest state in Europe. And the capital of Byzantium was Constantinople, which is today, of course, Istanbul. Today, you can still see the massive walls built 1,500 years ago. These walls were game changers in European history because they were so enormous that no one was able to conquer Constantinople, which defied both the Persians and Arabs and allowed the Byzantine Empire to survive. Constantinople was not just the largest city in Europe for 1,000 years, but it must have been a truly amazing place because it was literally unchanged from the ancient world. It had aqueducts, forums, long colonnaded streets, hundreds of statues from antiquity, as well as a vast hippodrome with capacity for 100,000 spectators, bigger even than Wembley. But its most impressive building was its great church, called Hagia Sophia, which still stands today. It was the biggest building in Europe for 1,000 years, and its dome was the largest dome in the world until St. Peter's in Rome was built in the 16th century. However, in the 11th century, things started to go wrong for the Byzantine Empire. It was attacked from all sides. In the east, there were the Seljuk Turks. From the north, there was another Turkish tribe called the Pechenegs. In the west, there were the Normans. This may surprise you because you probably think of the Normans conquering England at this time in 1066. But the Normans were great adventurers, and another group set up their own kingdom in Sicily and southern Italy. And you'll be hearing a lot more about the Normans because they were very important in the Crusades as well. But the biggest threat to the Byzantines was the Seljuk Turks. They were superb horsemen who the Byzantines said shot arrows from bows that were so powerful that one shot would pass clean through the body of horse or rider. And the Seljuk Turks were particularly dangerous because they were invading Anatolia, which was the heartland of the Byzantine Empire. Today, of course, Anatolia is modern Turkey, but 1,000 years ago there were no Turks there and it was as Greek as Greece. The Seljuks were also led by a sultan called Alp Arslan, who was a particularly dangerous opponent because he was a very good general and he'd united the Seljuk Turks into one massive empire that stretched from India to Syria. So by the 1060s, the Seljuks had overrun Armenia and were raiding continuously into Anatolia. The real problem for the Byzantines was that their army had become too weak to stop them. This had happened because in the 11th century, there was a series of emperors who weren't soldiers and who had run the army down because they were afraid of military rebellions that might overthrow them. One thing that they'd done in particular was to undermine the military aristocracy in Cappadocia, which had always been at the heart of the Byzantine army, a bit like the Prussians, who were the leaders of the German army in the First World War and indeed also in the Second. But this Cappadocian military aristocracy weren't completely finished. One of them was a very successful general who defeated the Pechenek Turks in the Western Empire, fighting along the Danube. He was widely regarded as the empire's best general, and he was called Romanus Diogenes.